Today I want us to look at Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 20 as they were read. I want to look at what God is saying to us through the Apostle Paul concerning the warfare that we are in, the battle that we are fighting, the calling that we have to be soldiers of the cross, to be soldiers in the family of God, to be part of this outpost on the frontier. We're going to look today at the armor of God and at the warriors we are called to be. Would you pray with me? Lord God, our Heavenly Father, move among us this day so that we, your people, may always feel and sense your divine power and presence. For we need to know that we are never alone. And speak to us this day in such a way that we may always hear, understand, and remember. Give us your word by which you mold and shape our living. For we need your word to live eternally. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. Watching the Middle East this week, I was depressed, watching as the ceasefire, which was shaky to begin with, the ceasefire that had been called and looked like some portions, at least, of all the parties wanted to keep, began to fall all to pieces with a bus bombing, which killed many, 20 people, including many children, and injured over 100 others. And then the killing of the head of the organization that did it in retaliation and response. And, you know, I'm sitting here watching it on TV from half the world away, and I'm wondering, what must it be like to live in the midst of such a war zone? Because that's what it is, friend. It's a war zone. And I was wondering, what must it be like to live in the midst of a war zone? And then it came to me as I was reading the passage for today and as I was given thought and prayer to what is going on in the world and in the Scripture, I came to the conclusion, sudden, one of those big aha experiences, when I realized we are in the middle of a war zone, friends. We live in the middle of a spiritual war. And if we go through this world without the armor of God, if we go through this world without the shield and buckler, if we go through this world without the breastplate of righteousness, if we go through this world without the helmet of salvation, we are sitting ducks for the fiery arrows of the evil one. A little bit of that warfare can be seen in a snapshot in Revelation chapter 12, if you have a Bible, I invite you to turn there. Revelation chapter 12, verses 7 through 9. This is like a photograph, if you will, of the warfare that's going on around us and frequently we don't see. And a war broke out in heaven. And Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. The dragon and his angels fought back. But they were defeated, and there was no longer any place for them in heaven. And the great dragon was thrown down, that ancient serpent, who is called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. He was thrown down to earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. Interesting. I'm put into mind of two warring camps. Angels on the side of God, led by Michael the archangel, and angels, if you will, on the side of Satan, the deceiver, on the side of evil, led by the evil one himself. And they are fighting it out, and Satan loses, and he and his troops are cast down to the earth. And that's where we live, friends. And the war continues even here. The war between good and evil. The war between righteousness and unrighteousness. The war between grace and the way of faith that we've been called to live. And the war of sin. My friends, we live in the midst of a battle zone. We live in the midst of warfare. When the evil one throws his hand grenades and the missile shells come in, are we wearing the armor of God? When the spiritual machine guns fire, do we duck and cover? Or are we wearing the armor, the whole armor of God? My friends, it is a war that we are in. And if we go through it unarmored, unshielded, and unarmed, we're in trouble. That's point number one. Point number two, because we're caught in the middle of this combat zone, we need to put on not just any old armor, not just the armor of our ancestors, not just the armor that some people long ago fashioned for themselves, not the armor of some strange myths, not the armor of some strange religions. No, we are called to put on God's armor. Turn to Isaiah 11, verse 5. Isaiah 11, verse 5, it says, and this is speaking, by the way, about Christ. This is one of the messianic passages from Isaiah. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins. Also, Isaiah 59, verse 17. I'm going to back up just a bit, just to the middle part of verse 15. The Lord saw it, and it displeased him, and there was no justice. The Lord saw that there was no one and was appalled that there was no one to intervene. So his own arm brought him victory, and his righteousness upheld himself. He put on righteousness like a breastplate and a helmet of salvation on his head, and he put on garments of vengeance for clothing and wrapped himself in fury as in a mantle. This image of armor, in other words, is not new with Paul. Paul didn't make it up. It didn't just come to him some night that, oh, we'll just talk about the implements of defense and the implements of offense in this spiritual battle as if it were soldiers' implements. No, it didn't just come to him. He inherited this from the prophet Isaiah, this imagery of the warrior's armor, the breastplate, the shield, the belt, and the sword. He inherited this from Isaiah in the imagery of God Himself, first the Messiah, and then God Himself going out to do battle on the side of righteousness Himself, because there was nobody else there to do it. And Paul took that image of a soldier's implements, a soldier's shield, a soldier's breastplate, a soldier's belt, a soldier's helmet. He took those images from Isaiah and from his everyday experience, and he identified them as the Bible identified them, and then he told his people to put them on, to don the defensive and offensive means of spiritual warfare. Go back to Ephesians. In Ephesians chapter 6, it says, put on the whole armor of God, so that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For our struggle is not against enemies of blood and flesh. It's not a battle against this world, friends, in this world and of this world, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. This war, my friends, is not a war just against people. It's a war, a spiritual war, against Satan. My friends, we are in the middle of a war zone. Just as surely as our friends over in Israel are in the middle of a war zone there, just as surely as our troops in Iraq are in the middle of a war zone, just as surely as our troops in Afghanistan are in the middle of a war zone, we are in the middle of a spiritual war zone here today. And if we are not wearing the whole armor of God, we're asking for trouble. If we're not wearing God's armor, the armor that God provides, that He consecrated, that He established for us to wear, if we're not wearing it, we're exposed. We're exposed and can be brought down with a single shot. With a single shot. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God. Since you are exposed, since you're in the middle of a war zone, take up the whole armor of God, so that you may be able to withstand on that evil day. And having done everything, to stand firm. Stand therefore, and fasten the belt of truth around your waist, and put on the breastplate of righteousness. As shoes for your feet, put on whatever will make you ready to proclaim the gospel of peace. With all of these, take the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Get yourself armed, my friends. Shielded, defended, protected, readied to withstand the attacks of Satan, because, my friends, we're in a war zone, and if we are going to stand for God and for His Word and for the gospel of Jesus Christ and the calling to be an outpost and embassy of God in this war zone, if we're going to stand up and profess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you better believe that the fiery arrows of Satan are going to come at our behinds. He's going to shoot at us, and he's going to hit us, and he's going to wound us, if we are not wearing the breastplate, the helmet, the belt, the shield of Almighty God. If we are unshielded, we're going to be hit. Okay. What are we supposed to do then? We realize we're in the middle of a war zone. Point one. We're in the middle of a spiritual war. Point two, we have God's armor to wear. Not just any old armor, God's armor. We have God's armor to wear to shield us, and God's implement, sword, the Holy Word of God, to fight with. Now what are we supposed to do? Launch a frontal assault? What are we supposed to do? Take a look at Scripture again. This was another one of those ahas that came to me, and it's point three. After getting the soldiers of God, after getting His people shielded and prepped and ready for war, how do they implement it? Pray. Verse 18. Pray. Pray in the Spirit at all times, in every prayer and supplication. Wow. Wow. We're shielded. We're clothed in God's armor, in God's righteousness, in God's protective layer. We're shielded and we're armed with the Word of God as our sword. And what are we called to do? What God needs us to do, and that's pray. We are warriors placed here to pray. I've told you about my great aunt Lucy, a wonderful, wonderful woman, a very large woman. And when you went up to her to see her, and you got to remember I was a little boy, 8, 9 years old. I'd go up to see my great aunt Lucy over in Minden, Louisiana, and she'd say, "Oh, honey, it's good to see you," and she'd reach out to grab you and to unfold you, and you would disappear inside her love as she would embrace you. She was so large and loving. She was a prayer warrior, my friends. When she died in 1989 and went to be with the Lord, from our family went the greatest prayer we had. I like to believe that she's praying now in heaven for us. But when you needed her, when I would be getting ready for exams at SMU, I'd pick up the phone and I'd call her and I'd say, we called her Witchy because my grandfather, when he was a little boy, couldn't say Lucy. So he called her Witchy, and it came into being that she became our great aunt Witchy. Strange name for a great prayer, isn't it? Anyway, I'd call her up and say, "Aunt Witchy, I need you to pray for me." "Okay, honey, what do you want? What do you need? What's the need?" And I said, "I have an exam. And it's not any old exam. It's a calculus exam." And she goes, "Oh, Lord. Okay, honey. When's the exam?" And I tell her when the exam is. "What's it on?" And I tell her what it's on. She says, "Okay, honey, I'll be praying for you." And I'd go in for that test, and I want to tell you, I could tell the difference between when I would call to ask her to pray for me and when I would not call. I could tell the difference in my soul, in my spirit, in my heart, in my mind. I could tell that there was someone out there, a great prayer warrior, well shielded with the breastplate of righteousness and a helmet of salvation and a shield of faith and a sword of the Word of God and a belt around her loins, and she was out there praying for me. And I knew it. I felt so much more at peace inside than when I forgot to ask her. My friends, we all know prayer warriors. We have prayer warriors in this congregation. It's a mental image, and you can see them in your mind. I wish to God she was here today. Maybe it's good she's not. Miss Juanita. She's decked out in that armor, friends. She's decked out in that armor with that breastplate of righteousness and a shield of faith and a helmet of salvation. And she prays, and you know it. And we have other prayer warriors in this congregation who are standing on the line, on the firing line, praying for you and for me. We are called to pray, my friends. When we're decked out in that armor, when we're armed and ready to go, what God calls us to do is pray. Pray in the Spirit at all times, in every prayer and supplication. To that end, in order to be praying, keep alert and always persevere in supplication for all the saints. Keep alert. You're at attention. You are on guard. You are at your post, armed and ready to do battle. And you are praying. You are doing spiritual battle. The question then comes, who here amongst us, I don't want to see hands, who here amongst us has fallen asleep on watch? Who here has forgotten the helmet or the shield or the breastplate or the belt? Who here has... I'll never forget the movie Patton. In the movie Patton, George C. Scott was an incredible actor. He really... I mean, you believed. I saw a picture of Patton. I said, "That's not Patton. That's not George C. Scott." So I thought to myself, "Oh, it can't be Patton." But that, you know, it's Patton. And I understand that George C. Scott played him beautifully. And one of the things that Patton demanded was that his soldiers, his officers, always have a tie on. Trudging through Sicily, mud up to your ankles and knees and hip. And if you reported to him and you didn't have a tie on, you were in trouble. And he talked to one doctor who said, he said, "Why don't you have your helmet on, doctor?" The doctor said, "I can't use my stethoscope if I have my helmet on." And he said, "Drill holes in the helmet. And then where you can put your stethoscope on through the holes in the helmet. But put your helmet on." Who here, my friends, has forgotten their helmet today? Who here has forgotten the shield of faith? Who here has left the breastplate of righteousness at home? And if you have remembered it all, who here, starting with me, who here has fallen asleep? Sometimes it's hard to pray late at night. I got a phone call a couple of weeks ago, a week and a half ago, concerning a friend of mine who's dying right now. Severe heart disease. Dear, dear man. Minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I was asked to pray for him. They were taking him into emergency surgery. It was 2:30 in the morning. And I was asked to pray for him. And they would call to let me know when the surgery was over. And so I got out of bed and decided I needed to get myself awake. So I went and danced in the shower for a few minutes and got myself awake. Then knelt down in my house and started to pray. And as I started to pray, Dorcas decided it was time to go outside. So I had to take my dog outside. Went back to pray. She started barking, so I had to get up and let her in. Then she wanted to play. Finally got her settled and went back to praying. And while I was praying, got to remember, it's now about 3 o'clock in the morning. And while I was praying, guess what happened? I started to nod off. I started to fall asleep. When I should have been praying, I was falling asleep at my post. My friends, who amongst us has fallen asleep at the post? Who amongst us has forgotten an implement of our shields, of our armor? Who amongst us has forgotten our sword, the Word of God? This fall, we're going to begin Disciple Bible 1 again. Those who wish to take it, we're going to be having it on Sunday afternoons at 4 o'clock. Many of you who've already had it, that's great. If you want to take it again, that's also great. But I encourage you, if you haven't picked up the sword that God gives us, I encourage you to come to Disciple Bible. I encourage you to study the Word every day, to allow it to be your sword. I encourage you to engage in prayer as an armored soldier of God should in order to quench the fiery darts of the devil. I encourage you to put on this spiritual armor, the righteousness of God, the helmet of salvation. I encourage you to act on your belief and pick up that shield of faith and make it an active belief, my friends. And then take your post as a prayer warrior of God. We have many prayer warriors in this congregation. We know who they are, but there are others whom we do not know in this congregation who are prayer warriors, and there are some who need to be drafted. My friends, take up the whole armor of God. Take up the sword of the Word and enter into this spiritual battle ready to face down the evil one. It's what we have as our calling here in this battle zone. It's the calling that we have to stand up for the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news of salvation in this community. Are you armed? Are you armored? Are you a prayer warrior today? God is processing your draft card if you're not. God is calling us to duty. Will you accept the call? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.